We continue our learning of the Mishnah stuff. We are in Rav Abbas, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Gimel. Previous Mishnah, we said that if someone tells his friend his base core offer, ani mocher lach mido b'chevel, I'm selling you a base core offer, an area to plant, to potentially the size of a base core where you could plant 30 sa'ah of grain. So we said if he leaves that even a little bit, he's able to deduct from the money. Because if he gives him, because he said, if he ends it with mida b'chevel, which means I want it measured literally with a rope, you have to give him the precise amount. Had he said, base core offer, animocher loch, hein chaser, hein yaser, whether it be less or a little bit more. So then we said, even if it was less or more, 1/24, we said, you don't deduct and you don't have to return. Our Mishnah is going to deal with the person says both things. Says the Mishnah like this: Mido b'chevel ani mocher loch hein chaser hein yaser. Here Reuven selling to Shimon a base core offer and uses both languages, and they contradict one another. The first statement he says is mido b'chevel ani mocher loch, which means it's precise, and then he says hein chaser hein yaser. So says the Mishnah, so what do we do? Do we say it has to be precise because of the mido b'chevel? Or do we say, no, there's a flexibility. Hein chaser, hein yaser, because that's what he ended with. So says the Mishnah, bitel hein chaser, hein yaser, mida b'chevel. The second statement, hein chaser, hein yaser, a little bit less, a little bit more, where there's flexibility, and we have up until 1/24, where we assume the person is mochel, and nothing has to be deducted or returned, we assume that that nullifies the mida b'chevel. Why? Because we follow the land, the last thing that he said. Hein chaser, hein yaser, mida b'chevel. Let's say he said it the opposite order. First, he said, I'm selling you a base core offer, hein chaser, hein yaser, whether it be less or more. And then he said, "Mida b'chevel." Says the Mishnah, "Bitel mida b'chevel hein chaser hein yaser." We follow the lashon achron, and this the Gemara explains is the opinion. Divrei Bananas, says the Mishnah. This is the opinion in the Mishnah, but it's the opinion of Bananas, although the Mishnah does not have the majority of the opinion of the Chachamim. The Chachamim's opinion, it's not true, that we don't say tfos lashon achron, take hold of, seize the last thing that he said, and that's what we assume is the truth, and that nullifies what he said earlier. But rather, the Chachamim say, we follow what we call the pachos shebeloshonos. What is pachos shel b'lashonos? And this is true whether it's the first statement or the second statement. So literally, pachos shel b'lashonos means the lesser of the languages. So one explanation for this is that we take the language that is poches the koach of the lokeach, of the buyer. What is going to diminish the power of the buyer? So that is the language that we use, meaning the Chachamim are not sure whether we really say tfos lashon achron or tfos lotofes or tfos lashon rishon. It's not clear whether we're supposed to assume that it's the first statement that is the ikar or the last statement that he says. And because of that, we assume that the mocher has the upper hand. Why is the mocher with the upper hand? Because he's the muchzak bakarka. So he has yado al ha'elyona. He has the upper hand because he's the muchzak. He's holding on to the karka. So unless we know for sure that he meant to give away extra, let's say, we assume that he meant less. And therefore, if he's mosir any little bit, so the halacha is that it's returned to him. And therefore, what do? We follow the language of mida b'chevel if it's in fact where he gave more. Let's say he gave less. Let's say the seller giving less. So then we don't deduct it all. We don't say that the lokach, the buyer, has the right to deduct. Well, after all, the mocher gave less land, so I guess I can deduct money. No, we follow the hein chaser hein yaser. He said there's a flexibility. So either way, however it benefits the mocher, the seller, that is the language we're going to follow. That's the way the Rashbam understands what it means, the Chachamim's opinion. We're not sure whether they say tofes lashon rishon or lashon achron, and it's always going to be to the benefit of the seller. The Rambam says that's not what it means, pachos shebelashonas. Rambam believes pachos shebelashonas means that we follow the lesser of the two languages, which is hein chaser, hein yaser. That's the lesser of the two, meaning as opposed to midah b'chevel is very precise, it's very exact. So the pachos shebelashonas, which is not as exact, is the hein chaser, hein yaser. Two ways to understand the opinion of the Chachamim, which is against the opinion in the Mishnah of Benanas. Benanas holds we always are tofes lashon acharon, the last thing that he said. Then the Mishnah says, b'simanov uvim tsarov. Let's say someone says to his friend, I'm selling you a base core offer, but he says, within these simanim, literally these signs and these gevulot and with the meitzarim, within these boundaries, within these limits. So by saying that, that's not exactly the same as midah b'chevel, precise. On the other hand, he does say these simanim, these signs, and these limits and these boundaries. So the Mishnah here says like this: pachos mishisos, if it's less than a sixth. The Gemara says what that means is if we're speaking, this is a base core we spoke about. So the base core. So if it's a sixth, if there's a sixth missing. And certainly if there is more than a sixth, and even if it's less than a sixth, higio, that means that the karka, the land, has been acquired by the lokeach. He cannot deduct any money. So this follows, ona doesn't apply to karka, but that the same percentage we're speaking about. So that's 16.6%. So if the person said, simanav umtsarav, and we notice that it's not within those exact boundaries, and we see that it's a base core, which means he says I'm selling you a base core, but so that should be the amount. By saying boundaries, so what does that add? So to add something that's not exactly precise as midah b'chevel, but we assume like this. We assume if it's less than a sixth, let's say 1/7, 1/10, and that's the amount that was not given. So then we assume 1/6 or 1/7, 1/8, etc. We assume that this mechila, their higio, the lokeach has purchased the karka, and he cannot deduct from any of the money from the price. And not only that, if let's say the mocher gave him that amount, he gave him a sixth more, a seventh more, an eighth more, etc. So also he does the lokeach, the bar doesn't have to return it. But ad shesus, which really means more than a sixth, yinakeh, then the lokeach, the bar, has the right to deduct the amount of money. After all, it's a fifth of the land, less than we decided on. I certainly have the right to deduct the amount of money. And let's say the seller ended up giving him more, and it's a sixth, meaning it's a fifth more, or a quarter more. So certainly that the lokeach, the buyer, has the obligation to return. Perek Zayin, Mishnah Dalet. Omer lechaveiro, chatzi sada ani mocher loch. I am selling you a half a field. Now, within this field, there's different quality of land. Part of the land is more fertile than the other. So the Mishnah here says, so he sells him a chatzi sada, so he has a whole sada. The mocher has a whole sada. I'm selling you a half a sada. Okay, so what does that mean? 50% of the field belongs to the buyer, but some of the areas are more fertile than the other. How does it work? Says the Mishnah, mishamnin b'nehem. They, mishamnim is like from the language of shuma, which means to assess, to appraise, to estimate. So what they do is they assess the value of the whole field, and the seller has the right to keep for himself the area that's the most fertile, that's the most shamein, which is equal to the value of half the field. So let's, for argument's sake, if the field is worth $1,000, so obviously each one is getting $500 worth of value. But it could be that 70% of the field is worth $500 because that's not so fertile, and 30% of the field is worth the other $500, and that's a lot more fertile. Obviously, a lot more can be produced. So the mocher has the right to keep that 30%, that smaller area, which is to his benefit. You don't have to hire as many workers. You don't have to traverse such a large area in order to do the harvest. So we always want, that's where we speak about land in Bava Kamma. We speak about Idis, Beninis, and Ziburis. So the same, the best superior quality, middle quality, and then inferior quality. You want superior quality land that's smaller, that's more fertile. So here, you divide the value of the land in half, and the Chatzi Sadeh, the mocher, has the right to keep the $500, that half, which may be less in size than 50% of the field, and it's greater in quality, but he has the right to keep that. Venotel chatzi sadeo, and the lokeach then will take half the field. Doesn't really mean half the field, it means half the value of the field, which may be more land, which may be less fertile. Then the Mishnah says, chetzya badorom ani mocher loch. The seller said, I'm selling you half the field in the south, or the south of the field. So Mishamin Beinehem, they now, once again, they appraise the value of the field. Minotel Chetzya Badarom. And the buyer will take half of the field in the south. What does that mean? So one explanation means that we evaluate, that we say that the buyer is going to take a half, so the field, let's say, is worth $1,000. So $500 worth of the field you have to find in the south of the field. Whatever you can find in the south of the field, that's what he's going to get. And it has to be $500 worth in that section of the field. Other Rishonim say, no, that's not what we do. We evaluate how much the half of the field is in the south, whether it's good or bad. And corresponding to that, the mocher can give the lokeach an area that's very that's not as fertile, that's much weaker. It doesn't have to be in the south. Why not? Didn't you say, give chetzia badorom ani mocher lach, I'm going to give you half the field in the south? No. What he meant by chetzia badorom ani mocher lach, man, his kavana was, his intent was, what the field is worth, what the field is, half of the field is worth in the south, that's what I'm selling you in the field in any place that I want to give you. So once again, according to the first explanation, is that we divide, we take the field, we say, okay, the worth field is worth $1,000, and the seller takes a section in the south part of the field, whether it's kachush or shamein, whether it's not so fertile or it's very fertile. So he's, hey, man, even if it's not so fertile, okay, that's what the buyer is going to get. It's in the south, the $500 worth of the land, that's in the south. The other explanation is no. What we do is we evaluate what's half the field worth in the south and whether it's good or bad. So corresponding to that, what does the mocher do? Well, whatever that was worth, and it may be very cheap, that's what he's going to give him in any part of the field that he wants. Happens to be the south part of the field is not that fertile. And now he's, okay, whatever half the field is worth over here in the south, that's what I'm going to give you another part of the field. So that may be very much a much smaller piece of land. And that's what that's the second explanation. Then the Mishnah says, V'hu mekabel alav makom hagader. The buyer is the one who has to give part of his chelek for the fence. So when we speak about splitting the field, it is the responsibility of the buyer to give a piece of his portion of the field for the fence in order to divide the two. Charetz uben charetz. Not only that, he has to give space for a ditch and the ben charetz. What's the larger ditch, smaller ditch? So the Mishnah asks what this means. The kamahu charetz, shisha tfachim. That's a ditch that goes around the field that is six tfachim. And uben charetz, that shlosha, that is three tfachim. So what it means is like this. There's a place for the fence. And the buyer has to give space for that. Not only next to that, there's the Ben Charitz. That's the smaller ditch. That's 3 tefachim. And beyond that, there's a tefach of space and then of regular ground. And then you make a ditch that's 6 tefachim. So that any little crawling, the nemia, some type of animal, which typically runs up ladders and jumps and things like that. We have that from earlier in Bava Basra. So here too, if we don't want him to be able to jump into the other person's field, if you make a charitz, only one charitz, so you may end up in the charitz and jump over. That's where you have a charitz and a ben charitz as well between that and the if we have a ben charitz and a charitz and a gader and a fence as well.